Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. And so far, up to verse 35, we have seen the complete analysis of action. So the chapter is about liberation through renunciation. So we obviously discussed this renunciation is about actions. And then we also seen that there are two parts. The path of renouncing the actions and path of giving up the action, the tyaga. Then we focused on tyaga because tyaga is karma phala tyaga. Giving up the results of actions. Renouncing action is giving up all desire prompted actions. So the second path is a little more conducive to us. So therefore Bhagavan focused on tyaga. Now we say if you want to give up something, I have to understand what I'm giving up. So we analyze the action in its entirety, what action is all about. So we said there are three factors which constitute action: knowledge, action, and the actor. All this can also be of different types. Knowledge can be of various types, broadly classified everything into sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. So knowledge can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. Actor can be sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Action can be sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Then we say these factors are actually supported by the buddhi, the wisdom. Wisdom in a sense, the collective impressions on my mind from my past experience, which is what I call it my knowledge or wisdom. The knowledge supported by my wisdom and then maintained by dhruti, my fortitude, that I need to be in this field of actions and need to get this thing done, the dhruti, constitute my actions. Because all these five are of different types, this permutation combinations of these five, different types of knowledge, different types of actions, different types of actors, different type of buddhi, different type of dhrutis, when you put it in a various shades of them, create various motivations and various types of actions. So now we have seen that so far we have looked at the anatomy and the physiology of action, as Swamiji calls it. But what is the motive behind the action? Why are we acting in this world? We have discussed before, there are only two motives we have. Sukha pravritti, dukha nivritti. We want to obtain happiness and avoid unhappiness. That's all. In the end, every action falls into one of the two categories. Either I'm trying to avoid sorrow or I want to gain happiness. If there's already, I know there's sorrow, I want to do something to get out of it. My leg hurts, I go down to my doctor, that's my action for what? To get rid of my sorrow. But then I want to get some pleasure. So right after the class, well, let's go to where? India Festival. So sukha pravritti and dukha nivritti is the cause for all my actions. So now this sukha is the state which I'm trying to achieve. And dukha is the state I'm trying to avoid. Or Dr. Santaram gave a very good definition of sukha some time ago. He said it originally meant in the Vedic period, the chariot wheel, which has a hole in that. That hole, if it is completely balanced, the ka stands for the hole, or with the kamidakash, the ka. That is soon, when it's good, then the chariot runs smoothly. If it is not good, means not complete circle, then the chariot will be wobbly. That will be wobbly. In my life, it is exactly that way. If the situation is conducive, my life moves smoothly. If situations are not conducive, my life will be wobbly. So that's dukkha. So I'm trying to achieve sukha so that I feel that my life is moving smoothly. That's happiness, pleasure. Obviously, sukha can be translated in English either happiness or pleasure. You know. So now Bhagavan said that's the motivation, that the psychology of action is that I'm trying to achieve the sukha in my life. So my life moves smoothly. So the next verse says, Sukham Tvidanim Trividhan Shrunume Bharatarshaba. O best among the Bharata, which is addressed to Arjuna, Krishna gives him a little pep talk. You are the best. Bharata, we know, is the descendant of King Bharata, on whose name our country was named Bharat. And Arjuna is the descendant of Bharata, so best among the Bharata. Now listen to me. The Sukha also can be three types. Abhyasat Ramate Yatra Dukhantam cha nigacchati. Goal is to get to the end of dukkha. Right now, whatever the sorrows, the incompleteness, the limitedness, which I feel, I want to get rid of it. He said, by abhyasat ramate, by rejoicing in the practicing of this sukha, that one can come to the end of the sorrow. If I identify the source of my sorrow and then act on it, then I will be able to end the sorrow. So, abhyasat ramate yatra. By practicing this art of action to get happiness in an appropriate manner. If my sorrow comes from this source, but I keep working on other source, obviously that is not going to work. So what is the source of my unhappiness? And obviously the sages is the source of my unhappiness is ignorance about myself. If I identify that my sorrows come from my identification with the wrong entities, which is in this case is my body, my mind, my intellect, I identify as me. If I work on that cause, then get the sukha, which will get me over this cause for my unhappiness, and then the sukha which I'll get will be permanent in getting rid of the dukkha. So now Bhagavan says, well, let's see how the sukha also works. Okay. So the next three verses talks about the three types of sukha which we can get. The first one say, yat tat agre visham eva. Pariname amruto upamam. That in the beginning is like a poison. I'm trying to get happiness. I figured out the cause for my unhappiness and worked out the means to achieve my happiness. That seemed like not a very conducive path for me right now. Go to doctor. Doctor says, Neil, I think you have a high cholesterol. For what you need to do, stop eating all sweets from tomorrow. No sugar, and also cut down the salt because you also have high blood pressure. And then it looks like that you should also cut down on the wheat. I was listening to someone who said the wheat is the cause of all the problems. You know, that somebody who was the gluten-free diet proponent. No wheat, and you will be happy. I live on chapati, you know, I am a Gujarati. So if that doctor tells me he identified the cause for my unhappiness, which is my blood pressure and high cholesterol and all the good stuff, he showed me the path. But the path seems like a visham. It's a poison. Don't do this, don't do that. So in the beginning, it's visham. But if I have a faith in my doctor, and I have real desire to get rid of my dukkha, then I will follow that. Once I practice this for the next 6 months and go back for my next checkup, and he says, your cholesterol is under control, you don't have blood pressure problem anymore. How do you feel, Neil? I feel much better now. In the beginning, it was a poison, but the result was amrutam. Yattat agre vishtameva pariname amruto upamam tat sukham sattvikam. That sukh is sattvikam. The sukh which I have worked hard and gained to get rid of the cause of my unhappiness is sattvik Bhagavan. Proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. That which I gained by the prasad of my buddhi. My intellect said this is the right thing to do, and the prasad of this buddhi is sattvic. Now, in this case, the buddhi is not my normal intellect, but the buddhi of my self-realization. That which told me that this limited being is not me, and identification with this limited being as I considered myself, this body, this mind, this intellect, and said, this is me, causes all the sorrows in my life. You know? I'm not tall enough, I'm not powerful enough, I'm not rich enough. All these things because I compare myself to the other and come up with limitedness. So, buddhi prasadajam, that atma buddhi prasadajam, that buddhi which identifies the self, who I am the entity which makes my body, mind, and intellect function, is I. And that understanding is the prasad of my sadhana, of my seeking. And if I follow that, what I achieve is the sukham saswatam, unending happiness. And Bhagavan says that's sattvikam. So in the beginning it was visham, but at the end it is amrutam. That's a sattvika sukham. Vishaya indriya sanyogat yattat agre amrutopamam pariname vishamivam tat sukham rajasam smrutam. Complete opposite. In the beginning it is amrutam. It feels so good. But at the end, it is visam. Exact opposite. Yeah. Go to the party. Go to India festival today. And, well, my doctor says I shouldn't be eating all of that, but it seems like this only comes once a year, the India festival. We won't see it for next year. Well, let me enjoy it as best as that. Tomorrow I'll do fasting. What happens on those India festival type of event? You don't know how much you've eaten. Because you go to one stall, eat something, then go walk around the other stall, eat something. We still feel hungry because it doesn't feel like you sat down and have a dinner. So you overeat. And at my age, at night it shows up. You know, I have heartburn or acid reflux and all that. So why did I do this? So while I was doing it, it was amrutam, was good. But the end, it was visham. Now, why all this thing happened? Vishaya indriya sanyogat. The objects of my liking coming in contact with my senses. In this case, taste. So this happiness or this sukh only comes if the objects and the senses come in contact with each other. When I was in college, I still remember after all these years, you know, a test next day, and you're sitting around with friends, and say, well, you know, I think it's 9 o'clock, I better go and study because I have a test tomorrow. Oh, Neil, come on, man, you know, it won't take you long, and the whole night there. And we are in some enjoyable discussion or, well, let's go and see a movie. By the time it's about 1 o'clock at night, and so now I'm going to study for my test tomorrow. Your body doesn't cooperate, your mind doesn't cooperate, even though you have a good intention, you fall asleep and have the thing you wanted to study, you can't. Now then, that's a visham, that's a poison next day. At the time you're doing, it was pleasure, it was amrutam, enjoying so much. Pariname visamyam tat sukham rajasam smritam, such a sukh is rajasik. Rajasik because it is prompted by my senses. My senses says there are objects outside there to enjoy. The good movie is only, well, it's the last day for the movie, Neil, if you miss it. Test can come next time also, but the movie won't be there. So those actions which have prompted my desire for enjoying these worldly objects, driven by my senses. So it only comes, that sukha is only possible when the object and the senses come together. Watching movie, listening to music, going to see a dance, or going for a good dinner. One of my clients is going to England, or there is a restaurant, Tamarind, in London. It's supposed to be the best Indian restaurant in the world. So he's making, and he's an American, okay? So he's making reservation now. He's going in December or January or something. Now, how long that dinner is going to last? A couple of hours maximum. His sukha will start when he goes inside the restaurant, will end when he gets out of the restaurant. But he has to prepare for all this thing, all this time. That sukha, Bhagavan says, that rajasik is driven by my passion. Passion for good food, passion for music, whatever my passion is driven by that, and therefore is rajasic. That sukha is temporary by nature. No matter how hard you try, you just cannot continue to experience the same sukha forever. If you go to a concert and it sounds very good, but after about 2 hours, you say, well, when is it going to end? Well, it was good in the beginning, but I think, you know, he's going on and on and on. After a while, your senses will get tired of that contact also. So by very nature, this sukham is limited and temporary. And therefore, that's not a permanent sukham. In the next one, say, yattat agrecha anubandhecha sukham mohanam atmanaha nidra alasya pramadottam tat tamasam udahritam. Obviously, what is the next comes is tamasik. That sukha, which is even in the beginning, is created by delusion. And in the end also, it ends into delusion. In other words, it does not achieve the goal which I'm set out in my life, is to get that permanent happiness. I can tell you one good example of this tamasic sukham. I used to have, and I still have, very dry skin condition. Eczema, that's the word. I have eczema. It's not controlled. But if you see me, I'll be scratching all over the place, no matter what I'm doing. Now the scratching, even when you start, that's not really an enjoyable situation in the first place. But it's out of delusion that this scratching will make me feel good. And after you scratch, what happened? That skin is now damaged and have more problems there. In the beginning also, that sukha is out of delusion. It also ends in dukkha only. So there are a lot of things we do in life which is more like that scratching. We are trying to get comfort from my uneasy situation. But whatever I do creates more discomfort in my life. In Gujarati, there is a saying called Haryo Jugari Bamnu Rame. A losing gambler puts more money in the game. In the end, what happens? He loses even more. The tamasic sukham is like that. It is out of moha, by confusion, by delusion, that this will give me happiness, this will give me happiness, that will give me happiness. And the examples given are nidra alasya pramadutham. Sleep, laziness, and heedlessness. It's not nidra means that I go to sleep. That's a physical sleep. And it is required by my body, the dharma of my body to get sleep. As long as you are performing your swadharma, it can never be bad. Body's dharma is to be awake for X amount of hours, then it takes rest X amount of hours. That's its own swadharma. No matter how hard you try, you will fall asleep after a while. So that's not the sleep he's talking about. But sleep, which is, I'm completely minded at sleep, I do not want to think what is right and what is wrong for me. Alasya. Again, this laziness of what? My mind. My mind just does not want to think. Sometimes, you know, crossword puzzle. Crossword puzzle always bothered me. that's not my cup of tea. I really don't want to do it. It makes me so nervous. I think because my mind is lazy. It doesn't want to think. So my mind can be lazy in even looking at the situation about why there is sorrow in my life. It doesn't want to think. We say put the problem under the rug. You don't want to face your problem. You don't want to face what makes you unhappy. You just want to keep on moving in a status quo situation. Heedlessness. Now, this heedlessness doesn't mean that somebody tells me, Neil, do this and I'm not doing it. There is always an inner voice which tells me what is right for me. What I'm doing is right or wrong. That inner voice constantly guides me to do this or not do this. But because I am so numb to that inner voice, that I end up doing it anyway. And then we say, well, what can we do? Humare bhagya mein nahi tha. But if you pay attention, every time something went wrong with you, you had a pre-notion about it, that this may not be the right thing to do or the right thing to engage into. But you went along anyway because everybody else says this is the right way to do it. So Bhagavan says, heedlessness, not listening to your inner voice is heedlessness. Tat sukham tamasam udahrutam. It feels good for not doing anything right now. I'm not facing my problem. I'm not doing anything which is uncomfortable. Not coming out of my comfort zone. It all feels good. But it's not comfortable even now. And it will not be comfortable even when it ends. And Bhagavan said, that sukham is tamasik sukham. It only brings me down. Don't let me go up into my quest for evolution of achieving that permanent happiness. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.